Welcome. Today, we're heading to Cinque Terre on Italy's Ligurian coast. Five small, colorful villages pressed between terraced hills and the sea. The best way to enjoy them is not to race through a checklist, but to travel by train, choose your moments, and leave room to linger. Cinque Terre means five lands, and the villages are Monterosso, Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola, and Riomaggiore. They are close together, yet each has its own rhythm, harbor view, steep lane, and relationship with the coastline. Monterosso is the largest and has a broader beachy feel. Vernazza is often the image people carry home, a compact harbor, boats, and houses climbing the slope. It can be wonderfully atmospheric, but it can also feel busy very quickly. Corniglia sits higher than the others, set above the water rather than directly beside a harbor. Manarola and Riomaggiore bring those dramatic sea-facing streets and stacked facades that make the whole coast feel almost theatrical, especially as daylight softens. For a short visit, resist the urge to conquer all five villages. Arrive by train, settle into one village early, and walk slowly before the busiest part of the day. A coffee, a viewpoint, and a quiet side lane can reveal more than hurried photos ever will. Then pause for lunch where you are. In the afternoon, take the train to one neighboring village and give it real attention. Notice the change in scale, the harbor or hillside, and the pace of people returning home as visitors begin to thin out. If you have 2 days, spread the experience out. Use the first day for two or three villages by rail, and the second for a slower morning, a coastal walk if conditions allow, or time in the village you found most appealing. That is a better plan than treating the coast as a collection task. Food here is closely tied to Liguria. Try pesto in a simple pasta dish, where basil, olive oil, cheese, and pine nuts get to do the talking. Focaccia is another everyday pleasure, ideal for an easy lunch or something to carry between stops. Seafood belongs naturally to the setting, and anchovies are a local specialty worth approaching with an open mind. Pair a relaxed meal with a local white wine if that suits you. Small, modest places can be especially rewarding when you let the meal unfold at its own pace. Shoulder seasons are often the gentlest choice, when possible. Spring or autumn can bring milder conditions and a little more breathing room than peak summer. Weather still matters on this exposed coast, so pack layers and keep your plans flexible. The train is usually the practical backbone of a Cinque Terre visit. Roads are narrow, parking is limited, and arriving with a car can add stress to a place that rewards simplicity. By rail, you can move between villages without turning the day into a navigation problem. Walking trails are part of the appeal, but they are not a promise. Weather, maintenance, and local safety decisions can affect access. Check conditions locally before setting out, wear suitable shoes, carry water, and be ready to choose the train instead without feeling you have missed the point. These are living communities, not an outdoor set. Keep voices low in narrow residential lanes, do not block doorways or steps for photographs, carry out litter, and follow trail guidance. A little care helps protect both the landscape and the daily life that makes Cinque Terre memorable. The useful takeaway is simple. See fewer villages, use the train, and give the coast time to breathe around you. Cinque Terre becomes more rewarding when you stop trying to capture everything. Thanks for listening, and safe, thoughtful travels.